looking at this Patriots defense, what you've seen in the preseason, and then what you saw Monday night, what challenges are you anticipating?
Well, I think anytime you play this defense, you got to always be ready for the unexpected. And one thing you know going in is that they're gonna play disciplined football. I mean, obviously we've played them a handful of times in the past few years, but as recent as last year, they made us earn everything. We had some of the drives we were able to put together late in the game. It took us a while to get down the field. They made us earn every yard, and that's what we're going to expect this Sunday.
What do you notice the Patriots doing against some of the elite tight ends that they face? I mean, obviously you have one, and they disguise a lot of things to defend Gates. I mean, what are the tactics you've seen them use?
Well, I mean, the main thing is just to try not to let him get off the line. I mean, whether it's a defensive end hitting him, whether it's a backer hitting him, and then whether it's another guy waiting or, a guy that's covering the running backs is going to hit Gates anytime he has a chance to. So anything to disrupt the timing and make it take him longer to get out into his route they've used in the past.
Is that typical?
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we've seen this. I mean, Kansas City last year, they treated him like he was a gunner on the punt team. I mean, there's literally two guys vicing him there. So, yeah, I mean, this defense, I mean, what they do as far as hitting Gates and jamming Gates and trying to disrupt them, I mean, we've seen that against other teams as well.
Philip, do you like it being a gunslinger's league?
It kind of goes in cycles. I mean, you've seen this league; it goes from it's week to week and it's year to year. I mean, in the 7 years I've been in, there was a lot of running the ball to set up the pass, and it seems like most recently, obviously the statistics don't lie from last Sunday's game. There was, I guess, more 300-yard passing games than usual, but
14, Philip.
Yeah. So, but I still think it's a week to week deal. You never know. I mean, that doesn't always mean that's what's going to be the next week. So, we threw it more times than we normally do. And I don't necessarily anticipate putting it in the air 40 times again this week. But we kind of go as the game goes. We kind of have everything ready, and we'll do whatever it takes to try to win the game.
Philip, Bill Belichick was really impressed with you when he came back from working with you at the Pro Bowl, both your work ethic and your passion for the game. Can you first explain what it was like to work with him and maybe also recount just some of the things you did spending time with him?
Yeah, I think that was the first time I'd actually gotten to go over to the Pro Bowl and experience that whole week. And, more than the vacation, I was excited about the football part of it, even though it's not at a super high intensity level. But he enjoyed being around different staffs and obviously the players. But, anytime you're around, Coach Belichick and that group, and obviously all they've done in his career and all they've done there in New England, it's fun to be around and learn from and get to know a little bit. So, as far as recounting anything specific, I don't know that I have anything for you, but I know I really enjoyed the week and enjoyed to a certain extent getting an idea of how they operate. I mean, obviously, I know it wasn't even close to the level, but you get somewhat of an idea.
Philip, as a quarterback, can you appreciate what Tom Brady did Monday night against the Dolphins?
Oh, yeah. I mean, shoot. I mean, anytime you're talking about that kind of yards, and, as another quarterback watching, it wasn't so much the yards. Obviously, the yards was unbelievable. It wasn't so much the yards. It was just, a lot of really tight throws and tight areas. And just, again, to me, this position is about command and leading your group. And, he was in full control, obviously, like he has many games Monday night. And it was fun to watch.
I don't know what the TV angle showed, or maybe I guess by now you've probably seen it on your, on kind of the overhead look. When they get to the line, when you saw Brady's 99-yard throw, transpire? Are you saying, oh, that could go the distance? Are you recognizing it kind of like almost like he does if you did watch it on TV?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it was just one of those, it just came out, it could have gone a lot of different ways. Obviously, it took a great throw, first of all, and then from there, who knows? You know, if the safety takes a different angle, it might be a 20-yard gain, or if the guy makes a great play diving to tackle Wes, it's a 30-yard gain, but obviously, you know, Wes finished it off, but, you know, that opportunity probably doesn't present itself too often to hit a 99-yarder, and it was unreal.
Philip, how do guys like Haynesworth and Ellis change the dynamics of the Patriots front?
Well, I mean, gosh, they've always one thing. Patriots defense is, for as long as I've been playing them, is their front's always been exceptional, and it's no different this year. And the two guys you mentioned obviously add to the group they already had. So, you know, from all the way across the board, they're super stout and certainly. Certainly make it challenging.
Philip, I think I have the timing right here. What do you remember about being in training camp with Wes Welker?
Well, I liked Wes a lot. Obviously, we played against Wes when he was at Texas Tech. I think he ran a punt back against us, and he was played there just like he does now. Just made all the great plays, and then was just the every down receiver that he is. And you know, he ran a punt back that preseason, or kickoff one, and obviously we hoped he was going to be here for a long time, but it didn't happen. But we kind of talked about that here at the Pro Bowl as well. But you know, Wes has had a great career, continues to have a great career.
When you're gearing up to, you know, you're obviously gearing up to play the Patriots defense, but is there something about knowing that, you know, it's going to be you on one side and then Brady on the other? Especially with the, you know, kind of the passing that we've seen in the league this year.
Well, I have to worry about that defense and doing all I can to help us score points, but certainly not so much as a quarterback battle by any means. But it's always fun to play against a team led by arguably one of the best in the game, if not the best in the game. So certainly that makes it, you know, even more exciting. Obviously, it's exciting enough to go on the road and play a team like the Patriots in their home opener, and with all the history and success they've had, and we haven't fared too well there in the past. Obviously, the one that stands out, the AFC Championship game. So I know we're excited to come play there, and then, you know, that certainly would fall down on the list. Of a little sidebar that makes it even more fun, being playing a team led by a guy that's, you know, as good as it gets.
I think I saw a quote from a conversation you had with Devin McCourty at the Pro Bowl. You told him you were surprised that he was able to go up and take that ball away from Creighton last year when you guys played him. What do you remember about that? And is that true?
I wish I hadn't thrown it. I do remember that. but no, he stands out. He's one of the guys that stands out. Also, when you watch the tape, just his speed and ability to attack the football and great instincts. But it's always fun getting to know guys over there because you otherwise wouldn't know. And you know, he was seemed like a great guy and obviously a great player.
You mentioned the Patriots' discipline earlier. I know discipline on the Chargers' end last season was a problem. What have you guys done to get over that hurdle?
Yeah, I don't know that discipline was a problem. It was just we turned the football over offensively. I mean, that's really all I can really speak for is on from the offensive side as far as what we did to hurt our chances of winning enough games to get in the postseason, and we turned the football over too many times. Patriots game being a great example. I think it was four straight possessions we turned it over. So, you know, we've emphasized it just as we have every year, and the focus has been great all camp. And, you know, we turned it over two times last week, but we were able to overcome it. And, you know, we gave up a kick return as well, but we were able to overcome it. So, we still got a ways to go just after week one, but certainly the challenge doesn't get much greater than this one.
Thanks a lot, Philip.
Thanks, Philip.
All right.
Thank you.